Hi, it's Patrick here. And today we have two stories out of Africa. In fact, out of Kenya. They're both on anti-establishment types of speech. One of them is written or drawn. The other type of speech is spoken or sung. They're both slangy, and they probably speak to a lot more people than, I don't know, a newspaper might do or a radio program. Well, first, graffiti. Now, that is really one of those forms of speech that gets overlooked a lot, and with good reason, maybe, except that it's not that different from regular speech. Right? You know, 99% of it is just blather, not worth paying attention to. And then on top of that, with graffiti, there's the fact that, well, it's illegal pretty much everywhere. It involves trespassing, then defacing a public or privately owned building. Its messages tend to overuse bad words. In other words, graffiti, understandably, tends to be classified as public nuisance. But just like regular speech, it is worth paying attention to graffiti from time to time. Like right now in Kenya, in the past few months, there's been what appears to be a graffiti campaign in Nairobi, the capital, meaning you're seeing a whole lot more written on the walls, drawn on the walls, than just some random thoughts or complaints or threats. You're seeing, in fact, an interconnected series of huge mural-type images with a whole bunch of commentary that have been designed to get people debating certain issues all ahead of next year's presidential election in Kenya. Here's the BBC's Owen Clegg.
I'm at an empty lot in downtown Nairobi, near the city's main market. There's not much here. Litter, rubble, and scrub struggling against the harsh sun. But the exposed concrete side of the building on this lot has come to life with color and politics. Taking up a whole city block, a huge, menacing vulture sits on a throne, a suitcase stuffed with money chained to his wrist. To the left, a long list of Kenyan political scandals. And the voice bubble from the vulture?
I am a tribal leader. The root, rape, burn, and kill in my defense. I steal their taxes, grab land, but the idiots will still vote for me.
So, what do you make of the mural?
Yeah, there's a good message here. Like these people, like the parliament, you know, we have been idiots. Like, you see the words which they're giving us, we have been idiots because now we are learning. Like now we have the shortage of milk. Now when you go to the supermarket, they tell you come with one milk, and you used to go and you buy. Yeah, so we have a very big problem because of all those politicians. Now we are not idiots.
What's your reaction to this mural?
I think it's about time people said what's on their mind, and Kenyans need to come to a place where they know and are responsible for our actions, and our actions being by our vote we have put the leaders we have right now. So if we want anything different, we have to vote differently.
And what about the comments that this has gone too far, this is just too disrespectful to your politicians? How do you react to that?
That's their personal feeling, because they're the ones who are feeling victimized, because that's them. It's them that we're talking about here. All these things are things that they have done. That's why they feel that it's gone too far, because we are coming out boldly and saying this is what you've done and we want you to be accountable for it. So we've not gone too far. I think it's something that needs to go on, and Kenyans need to come to a place where they say this is really true and change our ways of how we choose our leaders.
What do you make of this mural?
I think it's very bold. I think it's a new form of expression for Kenyans. And I think we can pass a lot of messages to provoke thought. When you look at the scandals, some of them are from so back in the day that were forgotten, but they've never been resolved, just forgotten.
And it is a long list, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Photojournalist Boniface Mwangi says this is just one mural of many and part of his political awakening campaign ahead of next year's election.
We have a mural talking about the history of this country. What has happened in the last 49 years, the biggest scandals, and the future we want.
And, I mean, it's a pretty long list, and this is a pretty harsh depiction of your MPs here, a vulture, right?
Actually, they're worse than that, but it's the only animal that came closest to what they are. They're actually worse than the vulture.
And, I mean, what do you say to people that this is disrespectful, this goes too far?
It's the truth. I think Kenyans are hypocritical. They think about these things, but they never talk about them. We know that our leaders are crooks, but we never say it loudly. So we guys are bold enough to come and say, you know what, I know these guys are thugs, and I'm going to register on the wall.
local press is speculating that you may have benefactors, friends in high places to make this kind of thing happen. It can't be easy to do a mural of this size in the center of the capital.
I think they're just speculating. Our budget was very small. You'll be shocked. The murals that we've done so far has been less than $3,000 because everyone on the team is a volunteer.
You're one of the artists on this project?
Yeah.
And how did you get involved? And
well, the whole idea is for the civic education. It's to educate people and to tell them, you know, this is what's happening. And to show it in a different way that they didn't expect. Because, you know, as much as people talk on radio or talk on TV, it's going to be shown once or twice and then that's it, and you'll forget about it. So, you know, as I say, pictures stand for 1,000 words. So I think pretty much it's plain to see and it's plain to communicate.
And this is about connecting with a youth audience. Is it youthful voters, young people?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's for our future. It's for our betterment. At least for people to realize and see for themselves that there are other younger people who are aware of the situation and they can help make a change.
One of the unnamed street artists of Nairobi, ending Owen Clegg's report. I'll throw up a link to a great slideshow with a bunch of murals from the project. That'll be at theworld.org/language. And those artists, they make a good case, don't they, that this illegal street art campaign, that it's crossed over from pure public nuisance to something else, something essential, you could almost say that. It's raising issues that aren't even being considered elsewhere, and it's speaking to an audience that isn't being addressed elsewhere. You might say the same about the next person we're going to hear from, who's also from Kenya. If you swap out the graffiti for rap music, you've got a similar thing going, a global style that's been localized with some near-at-hand issues and some near-at-hand slang as well. Here's the Big Show's Andrea Crossan.
You can't help but appreciate Julius Owino's honesty.
I cannot sing to save my life.
It's a good thing that Julius Owino, or Giuliani as he's known, doesn't sing, he raps.
One thing that I know, I'm good at poetry, I'm good at delivering, I'm good at performance. So I'm using that as a vehicle to send my message.
Giuliani's message focuses on the word. That would be the word. Giuliani is a devout Christian, and some, though certainly not all, of his lyrics reflect that.
When you're contemplating doing something wrong, and then you remember my lyrics, it's like your Bible now. It's your street Bible. We call it pulpit, cause street, pulpit in the streets. That's what we are longing for, and that's what we desire.
Giuliani raps in Sheng. That's a combination of English and Swahili. It's the street slang of Nairobi. His debut album is called Mta Mentality, which means street mentality. Giuliani grew up in Dandora, a high-population, low-opportunity slum outside of Nairobi. He says people judge him because of where he's from, and that prejudice is the theme of Giuliani's tune Kasisi.
People don't expect us to be successful because of our background, because of our past. They don't expect us to love each other. So Kasisi basically means take responsibility as a Kenyan. I'll take up my responsibility and change this world. Yeah. Nika wana piga picha ya ID, hawa smile ni kubaya AI. Wana cheza bano na makademia na salafu wana lienja. Ignorance wali tucheka, etnika tumechanga nikiwaka. Pudding, puzi, mazuri, haitoki kwangu. Kano kia 3310, even a Bluetooth.
When he speaks of influences, Giuliani drops names like Jay-Z, Tupac, and the notorious B.I.G. But he's not impressed with the gangster rap image. Giuliani says in Africa, there are enough young guys with guns. He doesn't need to rap about it.
If you look at it, like in Sudan, like child soldiers, there are more gangsters than those people in the United States. So we are not following that.
Giuliani's current passion is not a subject you'd associate with rap music. it's climate change. Giuliani wants people to cut their energy use, and he says it's industrialized countries that are doing the most damage and countries like Kenya that suffer the consequences. Giuliani's new album actually provides information in the liner notes about the effects of climate change, and he offers advice on how to create a smaller carbon footprint.
I'm trying to create awareness about the climate change and the effects. You need to take responsibility. Switch off your light when you're not using it. Don't listen to the radio while watching news.
If you listen to Giuliani's CD, Mata Mentality at Home, switch off your computer and your TV. Giuliani wants you to be kind to the planet, and he would like your full attention.
I'll post a Giuliani video at theworld.org/language, and I'll be back in a few days, yes, days, with another pod. In the meantime, you can like the Facebook World in Words page or follow me on Twitter. My nom de Twitter is Patrick Cox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. Talk soon.